Thank you for choosing customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your zip code, please?
78380.
Seven eight three eight zero. May I have the first and last name, please?
Articia Nichols.
All right, can I get you to verify your address, Ms. Nichols?
630 Wright Avenue, apartment 517, Robstown, Texas.
All right, thank you. So I do see you back on April the 2nd. You signed up for the UltraFit Keto and Cleanse at 496 and 495. What can I do to assist you on today, ma'am?
There's been a withdrawal of $94 out of my account.
Okay, let's take a look here. All right, so it shows that when you signed up on the 2nd, that was only a 14-day trial. You have 14 days to try the product out. And if you no longer want the product, you had to call in on the 14-day to advise us to cancel. If not, they do bill you for the full amount of that product on the 15th day.
I did not see a subscription on when I signed up for it, when I paid for it. I did not see anything that said they were going to take out $94.94 out of my account. I mean,
okay.
I haven't got anything else, and I just got my refund because that is crazy.
Okay, do you recall clicking off on the box that stated that you're 18 years of age or older?
Yes.
Okay, and also attached to that was the terms and conditions of the trial.
Okay, can I get a refund then?
Well, we can cancel the account, but we hate to lose you as a customer. But once we cancel, all sales are final, so it's no refund.
No, there should be a refund, or I'm going to sue. I'm having my lawyer call y'all, because it does not specifically say.
Hello?
Description.
Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. The phone cut out, so I'm sorry. What did you say?
It does not specifically say that it's a subscription. It's a trial, right? For just 14 days? That wasn't even notated on the website that I went to. But you're saying I had to read the terms and conditions. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Your phone keeps cutting in and out. I'm not sure if it's your phone or my headset.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. I'm still trying to see how I can get my $94.94 back in my account.
Okay. Well, I don't have authorization to refund any funds. Because as you clicked off on the terms and conditions, that makes the charge valid.
What's your manager or anyone higher up, a supervisor or anybody that I could speak to?
Well, yes, we do have supervisors, but I'm definitely able to assist with the count because we have the same protocol. So
okay. I would like to get my $94.94 back because I only got the two pill bottles that I got previously. Haven't got anything else, and I don't want anything else.
Right, because the charge was for the trial for the products that you already received.
I received the two bottles.
Right, and that's what the 94.
And then something else, right?
Right.
I did not agree to pay $94, because that was not in the website, and I read it, but you said I had to read the terms and conditions, but it doesn't clearly say that. I would like my refund.
Okay, and again, ma'am, since you clicked off on those terms and conditions to make the order, that places this charge as a valid charge in your account. and I'm not able to assist with the refund.
Well, can you give me someone who can assist with the refund?
Like, who would you like to speak with? Because the supervisor is going to inform you of the same information about the terms and conditions.
But then, okay, because y'all don't have it, really, because really, who reads the terms and conditions? Who reads the terms and conditions? Y'all put something in fine print, basically, to take $94.94 out of my account. That makes no sense. Because clearly, if it was a subscription, it would be there when someone signs up for something. It would clearly be like, okay, well, you have 14 days to try this out. If you don't like it, cancel. No, that was not there on the website that I went to.
I definitely understand, ma'am.
Okay,
so I do apologize about the inconvenience.
No,
I'm not able to do a refund, ma'am.
Well, who can I speak to?
The only thing I can do is cancel the account out at this point.
Then you can do that. You can go ahead and do that. But who do I need to speak to?
I'm not sure who you would like to speak with, ma'am. As I stated, the supervisors have the same protocol as
okay,
I do.
Okay, then
so.
I need to speak to a CEO, a manager, or something. Because I'm not liking what I'm hearing. Y'all taking shit out of my account.
Okay, one moment. I'll go ahead and get you canceled out and get you over to a supervisor. Thank you for patiently holding, ma'am. You stay on the line with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. I'm getting you over to a supervisor now. Thank you for choosing customer service. One moment.
Come here. Bye. Come here. Come get dressed. Come get dressed. Come here. Come get dressed. Get some clothes on. I'll take you outside. Find shorts, certain shorts.